All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping, whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation. That is the meal that I stick with, and you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Wrecker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Rekkr5, mountainstatesurvival.com. Well, welcome to the American Vindicta Show. I want to say, first off, hope everyone's having a good week. Secondly, the world has gone to hell. I'm currently reading an article here from InfoWars, and I don't know just what in the Sam Hill is happening to Texas, but I'm getting pretty fed up and about ready to move. Listen to this. Update. Texas Attorney General wants to prosecute drag performer who flashed his crotch in front of a 5-year-old. This is this is truly disturbing, and the song is extremely graphic, sexually graphic, and there are 5-year-olds at this place. I almost want to bet this the same place that it's been happening at in Dallas, but let's read this stupid article. Thank you, InfoWars, for writing this up. All right, so Paxton, the Attorney General, Ken Paxton, told the Daily Caller News Foundation, quote, "This is grotesque, disturbing behavior. Under Texas law, local district and county attorneys are charged with taking up the mantle to protect Texas kids by prosecuting these types of totally inappropriate acts." Huh. Sarah Gonzalez, the Blaze TV contributor. I actually really like her. I respect the work she does. She was the one who filmed and posted the videos, which appeared last night on Tucker Carlson, and also added another clip today onto Twitter of the drag show. In the new footage, one drag queen can be heard saying in his deep voice, "My ovaries just exploded at the sight of a cute child handing dollar bills to a stripping drag performer." And then the drag performer goes on to say, "Children are delicious." All right, guys. I think if I read any more of this article, I'm going to flip my freaking table over. What in the hell is wrong with us? I'm going to speak to you, Texas. And this happened in Plano. Of course, Plano. This is the place that I'm talking about. Plano, Texas, along with Richardson, is one of the wealthiest places in Texas. So you know what is funding this type of stuff? Old, rich, white people. That's what's funding most of this. Watch some of the videos and look at the crowd. You might see a couple colored persons here and there, but for the most part, it's the yuppies of Texas. Disturbing. Disheartening. infuriating that I have to put up with this. Once again, these are people, by the way, who take their kids, their grandkids, to the drag queen performance show, their teachers, social workers, all walks of life. But I'll tell you, in Plano, Texas, most people listening to me right now can't afford to live there. So, you know, this grotesque form of entertainment, this is your future, America. Wake up. This is your reprobate nation. Wake up to it. Enjoy it. Because for however long it has been that we Americans, to include you pastors who have failed us, that have not gone out and picketed and protest and just stopped it. I'm not saying by whatever means necessary, because that's what the government is waiting on for you to go and violate someone's civil rights, even though they can violate children. So be smart. But there are things you can do to shut this down. For all you who live in Plano, I can't believe you allow this to happen. I really can't. I am so disappointed in you as a fellow Texan. God, Arkansas looks better and better every day. I can't repeat the words to the song. Okay? It is so graphic and sexually graphic that this grown man, who looks like he could possibly play on like a professional soccer team or you know, a baseball team, wearing a dress, dressed up, had a little kitten headband on with little kitten ears, like what my kids wear. This mentally deranged monster of a person is what our current establishment wants you to accept. They want you to accept it. So, I want to talk a little bit about history and why I think we're about to repeat it. Now, I know a lot of people say that America, we look like the fall of Rome. But I do want to say that we are very much beyond what Rome was in the term of humanity, in the term of technology. We are far beyond it, and we have surpassed Rome in some ways in its heinous acts. Now, the phrase, the fall of Rome, suggests that some cataclysmic event ended the Roman Empire, which stretched, if you didn't know this, from the British Isles to Egypt to Iraq. But in the end, there was no straining at the gates. There was no barbarian horde that dispatched the Roman Empire in one fell swoop. Instead, the Roman Empire fell slowly as a result of challenges from within and without, changing over the course of hundreds of years until it was a place that was completely unrecognizable. Because of the long process, different historians have placed an end date at many different points on the continuum scale. But perhaps the fall of Rome is best understood as a compilation of various maladies, problems, that altered a large swath of the human habitation over many hundreds of years. But unlike Rome, America has managed to accomplish this within mere generations. That's because of technology and this whole accepting of whoever and whatever we should be accepting, instead of having rules and designations of laws, having a standardized belief system. This is what happens when, you know, on Rome didn't suffer from this so much, but in my mind, this is what happens when you take God out of countries. when you take God out of families. This happens. This absolutely happens. In his masterwork, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, Edward Gibbon, a historian, selected 476 CE as a date most often mentioned by historians. The date was when Odoacer, the Germanic king of Torsalinga, deposed Romulus Augustus, and who was the last Roman Empire to rule the western part of the Roman Empire. And the eastern half of became the Byzantine Empire, with its capital at Constantinople, or modern-day Istanbul, Turkey. A little cool thing to throw in here. The Byzantine Empire, their kings were protected by Viking bodyguards from Denmark and Norway. So a little bit of history there for you. But the city of Rome itself continued to exist. And some see the rise of Christianity as putting an end to the Romans. Those who disagree with that would find that the rise of Islam a more fitting bookend to the end of the empire. But that would put the fall of Rome at Constantinople in 1453 and not 476 CE. So in the end, the arrival of Odoacer was probably one of many barbarian incursions into the empire, certainly. But the people who lived through the takeover would probably be surprised by the importance we place on determining an exact event and time. So how did Rome fall? Well, we'll go over this just real quickly. Just as the fall of Rome was not caused by a single event, the way Rome fell was also very complex. In fact, during the period of the imperial decline, the empire actually expanded outward. And this was the influx of conquered peoples and lands, which changed the structure of the Roman government. And emperors moved the capital away from the city of Rome as well. So the schism of the East and West, the Roman empires, created not just an Eastern capital, first in Nicomedia, and then in Constantinople, but also it moved in the West from Rome to Milan. So Rome started out as a small hilly settlement, which was by the Tiber River in the middle of the Italian boot, surrounded by more powerful neighbors. By the time Rome became an empire, the territory covered by the term Rome looked completely different. It reached its greatest extent in the 2nd century CE. Some of the arguments about the fall of Rome focus on the geographic diversity and the territorial expanse that Roman emperors and their legions had to control. This is easily the most argued question about the fall of Rome. The Roman Empire lasted over 1,000 years, and it represented one of the most sophisticated and adaptive civilizations ever. Some historians actually maintain that it was the split into an Eastern and Western Empire, which was governed by separate emperors, which actually caused Rome to fall. There wasn't a consolidation of the hierarchy, so to speak. But most classicists believe that a combination of factors including Christianity, moral decadence, the metal lead and the water supply, monetary trouble, and military problems caused the fall of Rome. So I want to repeat that for you, and I want you to think of America when I say this, that most historians believe that it was a combination of factors to include Christianity, decadence, moral decadence, the metal lead in the water supply, monetary trouble, and military problems which caused the fall of Rome. Oh, not to mention imperial incompetence, and chance could be added to the list. So we're at a point, and this is an article brought to you by ThoughtCo.com, great article. So we're at a point now where we have a certain amount of changing circumstances in America's future, where they are outlawing, almost outlawing Christianity. Moral decadence is accepted in our society now. It's accepted. It's acceptable behavior. The metal lead in the water supply from Rome, hello. Do you not see the same thing with the problem with poisoned food and poisoned water in America? Monetary trouble. Who thinks America doesn't have a monetary trouble problem? We are, what, $40 trillion in debt? And military problems. America, our military has now been degraded to a class of the weakened status, which means if we get into a fist fight with another empire, we might just get our asses kicked for it. That's all I got for you today. I want you to think about all this. Think about the fall of Rome. Do some research on it. Learn a little bit of history. It's good for you. The rest of the show is going to be the most recent Doug and Dave Intel report. I found that our discussion upon chemtrails and the government now admitting to chemtrails was so good that it might as well be played here. So thank you very much to everyone who listens to the show, who supports me. We thank you. We pray for you. If you want to help support the American Vindictus Show, please go to theamericanvindictusshow.com. You can find the P.O. box there. PayPal hates me, so I can't use PayPal anymore, but there is a Give, Send, Go that is on there as well. So if you'd like to help support the show, because literally we are funded by two sponsors and then whatever it is that I can make a month, and the bills are stacking up, and I don't like asking for money. So if God puts it on your heart, then please donate. I'll see you next time. Make sure you train, you prep, you pray. Take care of yourselves, take care of your mental health, take care of your family. Be reading your Bible to your family. Be praying with your kids. Get your heads out of your phone. Get your feet on the sidewalk. Start walking and running and get in shape. These times are going to get bad. Thanks to everybody. See you next time.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809. And welcome back to the commonsenseshow.tv. And we are censorship-free, commercial-free. We're really glad to be with you. And as you can see, this is the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we're going to cover four areas here. And we're going to kind of broad brush this, but we just want to get this out into the public forum so people know. One, chemtrails have been acknowledged. We're going to get into that. Officially acknowledged. Saudi investment and their relationship with Biden and what they're basically telling Biden what to do with his threats.
and we're going to look at the Emergency Powers Act and how it probably relates to impeachment papers that are already sitting in the House Judiciary Committee. And if we have time, we'll get into some conditions of the American military, like the weakened military. But if we don't have time, you know, we'll always come back and do more. Doug, I found it interesting that the U.S. government has admitted that they're chemtrailing. Now, they're not really being forthright about the entire purpose of chemtrailing. They're saying it's to reflect the sunlight from stopping global warming, but it'll yield, well, we're losing 18% of our sunlight. I don't know if you were aware of that number or not. And that directly reflects back to crop yield. So there's another attack on our food supply. So what did you make of that announcement?
Well, they came across with four key points. To start, the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy is coordinating a five-year research plan to study ways of modifying the amount of sunlight that reaches the Earth in order to temporarily temper the effects of global warming. So, right off the bat, the most amount of vitamin D that your body is going to get is going to come from the sunlight. And I want people to understand that if you are now then reflecting the sunlight and you are not allowing as much to penetrate our atmosphere, that means that humans on this planet are going to have an overall diminished immune system. So that means any bug that comes up, like what is recently, what was it, Boston College, that is now making a COVID variant that is as spreadable as Omicron and as deadly as the Alpha variant. So, you know, you're not.
Let me give you, there's new research on this. Johns Hopkins.
Right.
Mark A is his name. It's not that. It's much worse. 80% of the mice that were given this died. It had 80%. And the reason mice are important is because their cellular system with regard to immune system is most similar to the humans.
That's right. That's right. 8 out of 10 died. So, you know, we have to consider, for example, that when these flu seasons come about or allergy seasons come about, if you have a compromised immune system, what is that going to mean to your body during that point in time? Well, because of the shots, because of the food, because of the bad water, because of the bad air, everyone at this point in time has some sort of a compromised immune system. Hey, guess what, guys? If you smoke cigars, you're going to compromise your immune system. If you don't train your body and get in physical shape, you're going to have a compromised immune system. If you eat very badly, you'll have a compromised immune system, and so on and so forth. But one of the key things to keeping us, for the most part, healthy has always been vitamin D. All right. And that's from the sunlight. So once again, that's probably a bad thing by trying to blot that out. Next point, there are several kinds of sunlight reflection technologies that are being considered, including stratospheric aerosol injection, marine cloud brightening, and cirrus cloud thinning. So right off the bat, stratospheric aerosol injection is whenever you see the military, for one thing, and they will be throwing up all different types of, what was it, radar anomalies that'll be noted on radar. And that is when they start to release all the different types of chemicals in the air. So typically, it's a chemical. It's also mixed with aluminum. This is actually not good to breathe in. All right. But there's another thing I want you to consider, Dave, that since the 1960s, we have been exploding thermonuclear warheads in the stratosphere. That was our testing. It happened in the stratosphere. So, and we know for a fact still that there is a large amount of ionized radiation that is floating around in the atmosphere that happens to come down every now and then. If you happen to start injecting things into the stratosphere, Dave, that are heavy molecules, it will attach, the radiation will attach itself to the heavy molecules, and it will fall down, and more people will be exposed. And you know what that's going to mean? Cancer rate is going to go up. I don't know if they think about this or not. I'm not exactly a scientist, but I have watched a couple videos about scientists saying this before. And I think the science is in. The math is done. If you put heavy particles in the stratosphere with the radiation that's already up there in between the Van Allen belt, it will attach itself and it will fall down, and you will increase exposure to radiation, which causes sporadic cancer. It's going to be in everything. So I think that's a bad idea.
There's more than
comment
that,
on that one. Go
yeah,
ahead. Comment
it's a
on
lot
that.
More than you've hit an important point, but it's, there's a multifactorial approach to thinning out the human population, depopulating, if you will. You've got the chemicals that are in your food, the chemicals that are in your water. You've got the treatments that we get now from medicine that we know are bad for us. I just read a list of 117 medications and their side effects, and they're common medications. So that's another way that they're attacking us. They put us on the edge of nuclear war. That's another way that they're attacking us. We could go on and on and on with all the deleterious effects that they're doing to us, but there's no question. You know, I'm going to digress for a second too, and we don't have to go here very long, but every time I hear people talk about deflecting sunlight, changing the environment, changing the nature of the clouds, it's going to affect what happens on the Earth. And I can't get away from the movie in my mind, The Arrival. 1997, Charlie Sheen, and aliens came here. A machine would turn them into humanoids. They assumed positions in government, NASA, and so forth. And their mission was to embark the planet on a self-destructive pattern of terraforming, where eventually humans would die out over time, like the frog in the boiling pot, and the aliens would take over. And I'm not suggesting this is an alien plot, but what the hell is the purpose behind this? Is this going to be transhumanists who need a different kind of environment versus what we have right now? I mean, Doug, this is the mindset it puts me in. I'm not suggesting people are coming here from Alpha Centauri and colonizing through terraforming. I think it's the transhumanists that are doing the terraforming, and they want a different type of Earth than we have now. And this is part of their overall depopulation. And along the way, there'll be casualties because of the changes that they're bringing, like mass cancers. What do you think?
Well, I think they obviously have something planned. We're talking about billions of dollars of infrastructure to support this type of mission over the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I know the White House is wanting to do it. Let me ask you something. If Vladimir Putin said, we're not doing that in our hemisphere, what stops them? Are we going to have a war over not thinning the atmosphere? Or are we going to, you know, what if China says, hey, we're actually not in accordance with you on this, and we're going to start knocking your jets out of the sky if they start dropping all this type of stuff on population centers? Could there potentially be a world war over this? Because if you have countries that don't agree to go this route and they disagree with what the United States is going to do, well, are we only going to be then stuck in our northern portion of the Americas? Are we going to go through the southern hemispheres and do it?
No. It's global. I'm trying to think of the best way to respond to your question. It's a darn good question. They're doing it. They're implementing depopulation and a transhumanist takeover, like the frog in the boiling pot. Because if they came out and announced, you know, we've decided we're the leaders here. My name's Harari, and there's my boss, Klaus Schwab. And we're telling you people, there's too many of you right now. So get your affairs in order, because you'll all be dead by next week. Humanity would rise up, and there'd be nowhere these bastards could hide. So they've got to do it the way that they're doing it, and make no mistake about it. But there's something that even we come back to this theme a lot, Doug. We've talked about this before on the show, but it bears talking about. This plot is satanic. This is Satan taking over the earth. Let's make no mistake about it. It's in defiance of God. And these individuals who are doing this, these people want us dead. They want to collapse nations, but they've hit a roadblock. There's something that's happened now because of the Ukraine war they weren't counting on. And it's this. They thought they would collapse Russia. China would become their world policeman. They're ushering in digital currency. The whole world will be enslaved. If you don't do what you're told, it's social credit system, you won't eat, have a place to live, and, you know, basically your life is over. But they have a problem now, because Saudi Arabia, India, most of Latin America, the Middle East as a whole, they have said, no, 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 we're going gold-backed. We want nothing to do with your digital. And we've talked about this before. The war in Ukraine, in part, is about conflicting money ideologies. And I hate to say this, and I never thought I'd say this, but these nations that are supporting gold back, they're fighting against Satan. They're trying to bring in the digital, which is Mark of the Beast stuff.
Well, it absolutely is. And I think to an extent you're right. I don't think China and Saudi Arabia and all these other countries like Iran wanting to stick to the gold back are fighting Satan, but because they are.
Well, I'm not saying that's their mission. Okay?
No,
I'm saying this is the net effect of what they're doing.
It
is their purpose.
It is. But this is our common dialogue that you and I've had for years. This is the New World Order versus the
old
world order.
I agree.
And one day it'll turn into a damn world war fight. But listen to this, because it backs up what you're saying. Stratospheric aerosol injection involves spraying an aerosol like sulfur dioxide. Into the stratosphere. And because it has the potential to affect the entire globe, often gets the most attention. While arguments of moral hazard have handicapped research efforts, the idea is getting more urgent attention in the worsening climate crisis. Okay, so let me add some things up to you. They're not going to be spraying sulfur dioxide. All right, they may in certain places, but you put that in the air, you're going to cause acidic rain. Acidic rain helps nobody. You know, at that point in time, you're almost replicating a volcanic explosion by throwing the ash in the air. So that doesn't make sense. What they are doing, however, and I want you to think about this, Dave. I don't have any research to back this up, but I'm just thinking out loud. If they're spraying aerosolized particles in the air that are reflective aluminum, do you know what that also does? That also creates a barrier around the Earth, a metal atmospheric barrier, for whenever you're sending radio signals back and forth, it can either be easily monitored or turned off. Or you can then harness energy like HARP and hit those particles and bounce them off. They already know how to do it. They already know how to do
so
the
what role is... What
military.
Role is Starlink?
Oh,
what role
exactly,
is Starlink playing
exactly,
this?
Exactly. It's military. It's always military. It will always be military. We're talking about, and I think, ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand that everything that has been happening since, I don't know, 2010 and on, has been to create the infrastructure for the beast system. Everything is leading to that point, the beast system. I don't care what Harari says. I don't care what Klaus Schwab says. I don't care what Donald Trump says, because we live on a biblical timeline. The Bible reflectively tells us continuously that these times and events are going to get worse, and it all leads up to a beast system. All right. And I think this is just another move into that. No one has wanted to do this. Everyone has said the science isn't there. And if anything, it's potentially extremely hazardous to the entire world. So why the hell are we going to go through with this? Well, because of the atmosphere and the worsening climate crisis. They think because about 20 million people in India were affected by a heat wave, that it's a good thing to cause a potential, what would they call, maybe ice age? No, that's not good either. You cannot, I say it's around the same way as trying to put chemicals in a young boy's brain to make him think he's a girl. We don't know the
holy sign. Crap. You think they'd put that in the atmosphere?
Yes.
I just thought about this. That's interesting.
Yeah, I and the science doesn't make sense. If the chemicals going into a man's brain to become a quote woman doesn't pan out correctly, why do we think that we can do the same thing in the atmosphere? We can't control half of what we do on the ground. All right? We talk about climate crisis all the time. America is having a shortcoming in its fuel crisis along with the UK. But guess who hasn't? Pakistan, India, Russia, China, Brazil. Should I keep going? We are hamstringing ourselves. Everything that they say is New Green Deal brings us down a notch every time in the world economic standing and also militarily along the world. It's always about money and military might. Always. It will never be about humanitarian work. This whole, we need to help the environment to help humans survive longer. If that's true, then pray tell, why did Bill Gates say that we need to eliminate half the population on the planet? Why did we have the Georgia Guidestones? Why did the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have all these, more or less, how would you call it, castration shots that they were giving to men and women in Africa? Like, the duality here doesn't make sense. Are we trying to save people, or are we trying to lessen the amount of people on the earth? Or are we trying
It's the latter.
Yeah, or are we trying to kill the gross amount of people on the earth and then sustain that number?
So the Bible says, unless Jesus returned for the second time, there'd be no one left alive.
Well, there literally might not be if we don't try and get this whole nuclear thing under wraps. Do you have any more comments, or do you want to move to the next target?
I think we've established the fact that this is chemtrailing is a add-on to depopulation, also destroying the food supply. If you look at, I'll say this in conclusion. If you look at Google Glass, and if you look at the melding of man and machine, which is the ultimate goal of transhumanism to achieve immortality, then we have to say that they want to destroy humanity, and the environment will be less relevant to the new creature under transhumanism. And I believe this is out with the old. And I'll say this in conclusion. I keep coming back to this, but I believe it. You had two DNA on this planet. And right now they're trying to destroy our DNA with our kids, with what they're doing with sex change, chemicals, and so forth. But they had the fallen angels, and he had the indigenous. And God's people were here first. This was the fallen angels trying to get revenge against God. And I believe there are two separate DNAs operating on the planet. I think it's spiritual. I think it's biblical. And I think everything we're seeing falls under that banner. We keep coming back to this position, but But that's how I see it, Doug. And I think that we're looking at this is their way of extinguishing God's creation, and they're melding themselves into something that's more immortal.
Well, you know, if you go back to Genesis, God separated the light from the darkness, called the light day, called the darkness at that point night. We had days one and two right there, right? Separating the waters from the waters and creating the heaven.
Yeah.
You know, never at that point in time did God say, and also I'll blot out the sun so that people will live longer. So I think once again, here goes man trying to build a new Tower of Babel or Babel, however it is that people say that.
I don't think it's man. See, that's maybe where you and I have a slight disagreement. I think the Rothschilds and their associates are not of us. They're descendants of those who fell. And I believe they have bought off us in many regards to help them with their agenda. But this is the satanic agenda. This is the destruction of the human race.
Well,
and if you look at it, I'll go back to what Vance Davis said, and I have to keep saying it because it's so true. Vance told me when his NSA NATO training that they were taught that the bad guys lost in the cosmos. They didn't use religious terms. They were cast down to here. They wanted to capture the human soul. They weren't able to figure it out. So they started on a mission to morph human beings into not being human beings. And he said this in, he wrote this in 1989 in a book. And he told me in 1992, and this is way before transhumanism. And I think this is what we're seeing play out right now. You look at just the sex change drugs destroying kids' gender. And you know what? They're going to drop this shit on us from the sky with these chemtrails. I think you're absolutely right. That I just had an epiphany tonight on this. They're going to drop DNA morphing chemicals on us from these chemtrails.
Well, I mean, that's partially of what they were doing with all the COVID-19 vaccines, quote. Vaccines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Have you heard about this? That the CDC is on the edge of making COVID vaccines mandatory for all school children to attend school? You didn't hear about that?
I know that they have recently approved it for kids as young as 4.
No. Mandatory for public schools. It's going to be part of the vaccinations kids have to have.
Mm-hmm. No thanks.
Who covered this tonight? Oh, I forget who covered it. It was a Fox News deal. I read about it earlier in the day. This is a real deal. The CDC, they had a doctor on from Johns Hopkins that talked about this with Tucker Carlson. And he just said they used the mice as an example. And the guy said, 8 mice. He said, 8 mice of their justification with no human trials. He said, this is such medical malpractice. Of course, this guy will be out of a job before much longer. But nonetheless, this is what's coming. So it keeps coming back to DNA. Doug, look at what they're doing with the kids. You have educational institutions. I saw this today, too. George Washington Medical School, a Catholic Jesuit school, is teaching in a fundamental first-year medical school course. This is for doctors to be, that the idea of gender is fluid and that kids may be mismatched with their gender. They're teaching this to doctors. So what are we talking about doing? Changing kids' sexuality. But when you do that, you're messing with the the XX and the XY. That's genetic manipulation. And this goes right back to Genesis 6.
But you can't change that because it is in the DNA, it is in the blood, in the womb. But what they can do is they can pollute the mind and pollute the blood.
No, it's more than the mind, Doug. You may not be able to change the root DNA, okay? But you sure as hell can pollute the manifestation of the DNA by changing, gender.
Well, it just think of the abnormalities from birth that could then happen. Now, I know people probably don't think about this much, but I think when you start to really, when you start to alter DNA, the ramifications, catastrophic ramifications of that, sexual organs not being where they're supposed to be, or you may have different types of abnormalities and mutations within the embryo of the child as it grows up. And none of it makes sense. None of it makes sense. We've survived for thousands of years without any of this stupid shit. And now here we are. We think we know everything, and this is the way to do it. But yet still, no one wants to de-escalate war. Nobody wants to actually help the economy. Dave, what they want you to do is they want you to eat the meat that they're going to be growing in labs. Huh? How about that one? They want you to eat the bugs that's going to be eating all the Monsanto vegetables. Huh? What about that one? All right. They want you to be breathing in the caustic air from the chemicals they'll be dropping on themselves. Does that make sense? So
if they're going to mold into transhumanists, no factor.
Well, I think if we end up going the nuclear route and we end up having wars, you know who will be safe in their underground bunkers? Not the people living on the surface having to breathe in all this crap.
Mm-hmm.
The elite don't put themselves in harm's way. I know. Used to work for them. They don't put themselves in harm's way. They put us in harm's way. Gladly. They experiment on us. Gladly. All right? But other than that, that's what it is.
This is a story that's never going to end because this is Genesis to Revelation. This is what this is. I want to complete this thought I started, but George Washington University, Vanderbilt, UCLA, all these famous institutions and their medical school departments are working on perverting kids' sexuality. And they're actually teaching this too, that it's reversible and it's not. And in kids they reverse, they find heart effects. They find osteoporosis. It just is evil, satanic evil, and it's proliferating in our universities.
Well, I mean, it doesn't make sense to have doctors to be completely detrained at this point in time, because that's when you start messing with the mindset of doctors who are going to be evaluating your young children or your pregnant wife or your husband, you want a sound mind. And that's not what we're getting. We are getting idiocracy now. Could you imagine the dangers, Dave, of teaching psychologists who should be very well-rounded, very truthful people, now teaching psychologists that the man in front of you is actually a 6-year-old girl because he says so and he feels like it, instead of trying to deprogram that person? That's a dangerous way to
let me give you a little historical perspective on this. When I went through my training in the late 80s, early 90s, the stuff we see today, boys wanting to be girls, girls wanting to be boys, and I don't think so much they want to. This is where they're being led by adults with malintent. But we would have said these kids had gender dysphoria, that'd be one term. We'd have gender confusion. And these weren't prejudiced terms. It's just that these people were unable to come to grips with who they are. And then out of that sprung, in Trinidad, Colorado, became the premier sex change operation location in the United States. Trinidad, little town of about 6,000-8,000 people. You come out of Raton Pass in New Mexico into Colorado, and you see this old mining town, and they're the premier sex change operation. This was over 30 years ago. And this is really kind of where it all began. And people said, okay, there could be a minority of people who are born male but really feel that they're female. And we'll kind of let that be and go do your thing and whatever. But now it's grown into a massive movement where all kids are being subjected to sexualization, sexual perversion, Encinitas school district sponsors a gay bash, the queerest event of the year, their words, sponsored by a sex change operation outfit, and they're bringing drag queens to perform for kids. And the school board is just fine with it. I wrote an article about it. I published the phone numbers and the email addresses for the school board members at the school district office. And they're just fine with it. I've invited them to come on my show. They won't respond. But this is what we're looking at here. We're, everything we're talking about is about undoing God's creation of man and woman. This is ultimately what we're talking about. Whether it's the food you eat, the chemtrails being dropped from the sky, the perversion of our kids, the puberty blockers that they're being given. And Doug, I know in my gut, it just hit me like a ton of bricks tonight. I'm waiting for the first chemical analysis of these chemtrails that show me that we're being hit with puberty blockers and chemicals designed to lessen male testosterone, which is already underway. Our testosterone's half of what it used to be. So it's and you notice too, they champion every lifestyle that doesn't end in procreation. You could have sex with rattlesnakes and they would somehow glorify this. But men and women, oh, no, no, that's not desirable.
Well, it would make the populace more compliant, which is a goal.
That's the goal. That's why they're doing the food. Yeah, it's interesting, too, because they're hitting us on every level. Michigan is a natural gas user, most prolific in the United States. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan gets colder than it does in most places in Europe. And Michigan's going to get hit in the next week with record low temperatures. And Gretchen Whitmer will not release the propane and natural gas to help with the heating. And they're already talking about blackouts. And this is being suppressed in the media. But I talk to people in Michigan, and they are beside themselves on this. And so you say, poor Germany. Hey, how about poor America? Then it's going to be New England. And we're talking weather manipulation. This has to be HARP. And then what we have in the Southwest is we have a prolonged drought that's causing water shortages. I mean, every part of this country is under attack in some regard.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We have the failed border, which is pushing in all different types of undesirables. And by undesirables, I don't mean the innocent people coming over. I mean the amount of terrorism and criminals, and also people that, unfortunately, third worlds have third world disease that a first world doesn't, and we don't have the immune system to fend off against things like that.
Yeah, that's right. I first learned about that first Central American invasion when I started talking to Border Patrol agents. They were telling me how they changed their clothes before they went home so they didn't take this stuff home to their families.
Yep, we absolutely did.
Yeah, it's a horrible thing to deal with, but erasure of borders is about collapsing a country, and this is the Great Reset. Everything we're talking about fits under Great Reset. Everything. And well, if humanity knew what we knew, Doug, if let's say 50% of America knows what we know, they'd be in the streets tomorrow, and there's nowhere that these people could hide.
Well, I mean, they're in the streets in Germany.
Not enough, and they're not being strong enough. If you're going to I think protesting is a waste of time unless you're willing to go all the way. If you're willing to put all your cards on the table and go all the way and you're going for regime change by any means possible, then go for it. But protesting is largely a waste of time. If you're the one thing I've talked about to my audiences is adaptation. When does protest give way to defeat and then you have to adapt? And one of the best ways to adapt is the Martin Luther King, Gandhi approach. Just don't play their game. Don't shop at their stores. Don't play in their banks. Don't use their digital currency.
Don't go to
Start
their
your own
schools.
local bartering and trading. Exactly. Don't go to their schools. Don't eat their food. Grow your own. They're going to pass laws against you. You ignore it. And you make your neighborhood so tough that they become no-go zones, and federal law enforcement would be afraid to go into those areas. And that, the ultimate passive resistance, is the best form of adaptation. At least that's what history shows. The South Vietnamese mastered that fully with the Viet Cong in the early days of American occupation until they got strong enough to really stand up and fight. This is where we're at, Doug. Our society has collapsed. Everything decent has collapsed. Our government's totally criminal. There's deadly intent, the people that control our government.
Well, let's not forget Biden's constant murmurings of a dark winter.
It's funny you'd say that. I just brought that up yesterday in a broadcast.
So the Saudi prince has now sent warnings to the West
Yeah, I saw that.
after
We're not going to
Biden
really
warned
have
of
time to go down.
consequences.
We're not going to have time to go down a second path because we spent so much time on this, but I think it was time well spent. We're going to come back and do these other issues, folks. But let's conclude with that Saudi prince. Biden said it's time to punish Saudi Arabia for their insolence in not producing enough barrels of oil. And the Saudis said what?
So a Saudi prince warned this to the West, and I quote, "Anybody that challenges the existence of this country and this kingdom, all of us, we are products of jihad and martyrdom. That's my message to anybody that thinks that it can threaten us." Now, that's just one of many princes, but we're talking about a country that is solidified itself within its government. And the Saud family, the royal family, is very much against Joe Biden now and will join the sides of China and Russia because they want to keep buying their Ferraris and their Lamborghinis. Somebody's going to buy that oil and they're going to find a seller. And
They
if
already have.
America, yeah, if America's not going to do it, well, China and Russia will do it. Listen, you are not going to be a world superpower off of solar power. It's not going to happen. You
Or
cannot.
windmills, that's
Yeah.
even a bigger joke.
What are they going to do? Mount windmills to the aircraft carriers and solar power? That's
Yeah.
not how it works.
F-35s flying on solar.
Yeah. We'll go back to Dixie cups for communications too.
No, I hear you. I know. Rattle the cans and attach the wire.
Yeah.
It's flipping crazy. I wish we had time to go into more, but I think we really, people, what we've talked about here is you really need to look in your soul and ask God for guidance, because it all comes back to Genesis 6, Revelations. The two books are meeting in the middle now, and the past is meeting the future as we speak. And we're seeing all the evil, satanic things that are being done. And you are their target. And the sooner we realize it, the sooner that we can take actions to stop it with God's help. I still think they have a numbers problem, don't you? Final question. Don't you think the globalists have a numbers problem at this point in time?
All I can say is the Revelation says that the beast will be given the ability to prevail over the saints, but then Jesus comes back. So
Yeah. And
train, prep, pray, and learn to survive in a world that's trying to kill you.
well, excellent points from Doug on behalf of the Doug and Dave Intel Report here on Heroes and the CommonSenseShow.tv. Excellent points, Doug, in the beginning that started this conversation, because most people will laugh when they see the title about true purpose of chemtrails revealed. That's exactly what we did. It's just part of the overall depopulation plot. And final thought here. Isn't it interesting that at this time, this point in history, that the Georgia Guidestones were blown up?
Maybe to make way for something new.
Or to cover your tracks from the ignorant so they don't learn really what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty interesting stuff. Smoke a cigar for me, and when I catch up with you in person, we'll have to play a game of five-card draw.
All right. We'll see how good my luck is.
Hey, tell people about your shows, where they can find you, because you're doing good work.
Hey, so the American Vindictus Show is now on a bunch of different podcast venues, to include Amazon Prime Music, which is also Audible, and now iHeartRadio. Spotify completely said no to me for whatever reason. I'm back on YouTube for who knows how long. Rumble, also GS Radio, and Heroes Nation and TheCommonSenseShow.tv. Make sure you sign up, because we're going to have a bunch of stuff on here that you're not going to be able to see other places. And please, if you like what you're listening to, spread the knowledge of this show. The more people who get woken up, the more we can get on our side.
Yeah. I like to use the word awakened, because when I hear woke, I cringe.
Yeah.
I know. I hear you. Okay. Hey, I'm glad you brought this up. This is something that really needed to be addressed, because this is no longer tinfoil hat material. Doug, thanks so much. This is Doug and Dave signing off, and we will see you back here again next time. God bless everybody.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.